So it's Family Sunday. The kids are here. The message will be a little shorter, so parents, hang on. You're doing great. And then that'll give us time to get ready for our meeting as well afterward. We're at a point in Malachi. We're about to shift subjects a little bit. And in Malachi chapter 2, verse 6, it says this about the priest who has this teaching ministry. And some of us, when we think about Old Testament priests, we don't necessarily think about them in a real teaching ministry. We think about them around the fire, around the altar in the temple or tabernacle, sacrificing animals or doing something, doing different things. And so the priest in the Old Testament actually had quite a teaching ministry. Malachi chapter 2, verse 6 reads, "True instruction was in his mouth, and no wrong was found on his lips. He walked with me in peace and uprightness, and he turned many from iniquity. For the lips of a priest should guard knowledge, and people should seek instruction from his mouth. For he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. But you have turned aside from the way. You have caused many to stumble by your instruction. You have corrupted the covenant of Levi, says the Lord of hosts. And so I make you despised and abased before all the people, inasmuch as you do not keep my ways, but show partiality in your instruction." So if we have this priest that is a guarder of knowledge, he is an instructor, he's a teacher, and these particular priests, where they should have been, people should have turned to them for instruction in the Word of God and in the ways of God, they have actually left the path, and they are now living lives that don't agree with the Word of God, and they're causing pain and problems to the name of the Lord. They're dishonoring the Lord. So if I'm going to apply that for us today, and it's Family Sunday, if I'm going to apply that in a specific direction to our families, to our parents, to these kids, and to say, well, maybe we as parents, as parent priests, so to speak, we're of this priesthood of Jesus Christ, this royal priesthood. If this is true of them, then it's got to be true of us as parents, as leaders of our homes, that our children should be taught and trained in the way of the Lord. They should look at our lives as parents and follow our life. It should be congruent with the Word of God, that our kids could turn to us and look to us for instruction in the ways of the Lord and in the Word of the Lord. I think that would be a basic application that we would say for sure, if that's the priest's ministry, that is our parental ministry as well. We should be instructing our kids and modeling it in our lives. Very simple, very simple. Now, with that said, many parents freak out right here. And their answer is, Terry, I don't know the Word of God. I just don't know that much of the Word of God. I'm not that clued in the Word of God. I don't know that much. So I want to walk you through a few scriptures, and I'm going to give you a very simple, basic plan on how you as parents or grandparents can minister to your children, teach them the Word of God, how it'll work. So you can do it. Everybody in here can do it. Anybody in here as parents or kids or grandkids, you can do it. But watch what happens. When you turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3, 2 Timothy chapter 3, I'm gonna hit some key words here for you, but this is a good roadmap for you to be a priest to your family, to your kids. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14. Paul's writing to Timothy, and he says, "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from a childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work. So he first reminds him that you need to continue on in remembering where you learned the truth of the word from. And for him, for Timothy, it was his mom and his grandma, Lois and Eunice, and it was the Apostle Paul who says, he tells him that you are my child in the faith and I taught you. So you need to remember back on who taught you the word of God, and you need to continue in it. Your mom, your grandma, great teacher. So there it is, your family. It began with your family. Mom and grandma taught you this. Now here's something helpful for some of you. In Acts chapter 16, it just says that Timothy's dad was a Greek. It doesn't say anything in the Bible about him being a believer. It doesn't say where he was at as far as in the home or not in the home or how much or what. But credit is given to mom and grandma in here for raising up young Timothy in the faith. They raised him up, and it says he was acquainted. The Scriptures, they acquainted him with the Scriptures that are able to make him wise for salvation. He came across Paul a little bit later on, and he received some pretty good instruction from Paul then, and now he's a minister equipped to do the work of the ministry. So good passage right there with some very key words in it. Turn to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. And here we have fathers. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Don't frustrate them, but bring them up in the disciplines, the training, and the instruction of the Lord. So, dads, we are to raise our kids up in the training and the instruction of the Lord. That's a point-blank, neon-flashing verse for all dads to raise your kids up. Timothy happened to be raised up by mom and grandma. And the key words I want you to see, and this is your map. This is your steps. Whether you have a mom and dad working together doing this, which is beautiful, whether you have mom and grandma and dad is who knows where, or whether you have dad, the Bible covers all of us. Here are the key words I want you to remember for today. Number one is the word acquaint. Acquaint. This is going to make it very easy for you. He told Timothy, he says, you are acquainted with the Word of God that's able to make you wise unto salvation. So let me just say for you, step one, if you're one of those people that says, I just really don't know the Word of God that well, could I say to you that the easiest first step for you is begin acquainting your children with the Word of God. Acquainting them with the Word of God. That's where it begins. You know what it is. If I say to Terry, I say, hey, Terry, do you know Fred down there at the gas station? And she says, you know, I really don't know Fred, but I'm acquainted with him. We've met. She's saying, I don't know him well. I don't know him deeply, but I'm acquainted. I have a surface relationship with him. I kind of know who he is. I've met him. I could recognize him. You know, that's a good first step for any parent to begin, even if you know nothing about the Word of God, is to begin acquainting your little ones with the Word of God. It's able to make them wise unto salvation. Many of you knew very little about the Word of God. But as young kids, you were able to lead your kids to Christ. You were able to pray that prayer with them. You were able to pluck one verse and lead them to Christ. Begin by acquainting your kids, your grandkids, whoever it may be. Begin acquainting them with the Word of God. Just sit down with it. Just, hey, it's supper time. Read a couple verses. Read something to them. At bedtime, before they go to bed, we're going to read a Bible story. You are acquainting them with the Word of God. You could say, well, here, kids, this is a Bible. This is the Word of God. That's acquainting them. In our house, we believe this is God's Word to us. Begin at step one, at the acquaintance level. You may not have that much in-depth knowledge yourself, but here's what will happen. As your kids grow, as they get older, if you start acquainting them with the Word of God, you're going to start teaching and acquainting yourself with the Word of God. If they grow older and older and older, and you've started years ago just basically reading them simple Bible stories or some children's ministry book with Bible stories or just something out of here, you're acquainting them and you are teaching yourself as well. You've begun a program for yourself to learn the Word of God. You don't have to be a Bible college graduate to do this. You're just simply acquainting them with the Word of God, and it is able to make them wise unto salvation. You could lead yourself, your children to Christ or your grandkids to Christ with just a basic, simple acquaintance of the Word of God. You're going to have help, because if you bring them to church here, Matt and his team, Jonathan and Sharla, they're going to reinforce that acquainting. They're going to reinforce that. They're going to take it to a different level. And when your child gets a little bit bigger and he's able to receive a little more instruction, like Ephesians 6:4 says, we'll begin to instruct our kids. We'll go from acquaintance to instruction. And you've been acquainting yourself with them as they grow, and now they're able to receive a little more instruction, and you have a church that's going to support you, that's going to help you, that's going to come along beside you. And they're going to begin to instruct your kids. And you're going to know more. So you're going to be now instructing them with deeper teachings of the Word of God. You've been growing right along with them. You've been learning. You've been coming to church. You've been studying your Bible. So you go from acquainting to instructing them, and the church is supplemental to you. We will help you. So Matt and Jonathan talk so much about the Word of God, the Word of God, the Word of God. So we're going to begin to instruct them at that point. We're going to help you with that. And then, like Timothy, eventually they are going to be equipped. They're going to equip themselves. They're going to learn to read the Bible. They're going to instruct themselves. They're going to be on their own, and they're going to be in the Word of God, which is able to equip them for every good work. I remember when our kids were small, and I remember them playing peewee football here in Goshen. Our son in particular played peewee football. And if you've ever been acquainted with peewee football, these little kids like this go out onto a field with these shoulder pads and helmets that are way bigger than they are, and they kind of run out on the field like this, and they begin to run and try and make plays, try and do things. And do you know what they're doing? They're acquainting them with the game of football, aren't they? If you ever watch your granddaughter begin in peewee soccer, and them little girls run out there, and everybody's running helter-skelter, and the girls are going like this, and then the ball goes that way, and then they turn this way. I mean, you're not teaching them skills. You're acquainting them with the sport, right? As they get bigger and they get into junior high and then maybe into high school, they're receiving some pretty good instruction about these sports, aren't they? And the coaches are yelling now, not just yelling to hear over the crowd, but they are yelling and instructing, and their faces are red, and these kids are hitting each other hard, and they're learning the actual skills of the sport. Only a few are equipped to go another level, to go into college sports or football. I mean, they have the equipment, right? But some of them don't have the heart. Some of them don't have the physical skills. Some of them don't have the brains to be able to work it all together, to know the game or to love the game. Coach Belichick of the Patriots asked him, I said, what are you looking for in players when you bring in these players and you seemingly win Super Bowls? He said, I'm looking, number one, for somebody who loves the game of football. If you love the game of football, you're going to dig in with everything you've got. If you love your Lord and Savior, you're going to dig in with everything you've got. Some of these kids, they've been acquainted, then they've been instructed, but some are just still not equipped internally in their mind, in their heart, in their physical bodies to go to a college level. Few go to a college level, and even fewer go to a pro level. And the coach will say they're not equipped for football or soccer at this level. They're just not equipped physically, mentally, in their heart, in their love. That's the journey we need to take our kids on. We begin acquainting them with the Scriptures. You don't have to know much to acquaint a 6 or a 7 or an 8-year-old with the Scriptures. You really don't. Just start. As they grow and as you grow and as the church comes alongside, it will turn into instruction, training. Eventually, they're going to learn to feed themselves, to be in the Word of God. You're going to have some great discussions around the Word of God with your adult children. And they're going to equip themselves for the work of the ministry. That's a simple roadmap, isn't it? That's a simple plan. Wherever you're at, acquaint, instruct, equip. Equipping for the work of the ministry. Terry and I have been so blessed lately to have some great conversations with our grown kids. We had some great conversations a couple Sundays ago with Amanda and Kathy, and they've been learning. They were taught, they were acquainted as little kids in the Word of God, and they've been growing, and now they're kind of into the instruction, and they're making it their own, and they're starting to equip themselves. And we've been able to have some great conversations, really fellowship with our kids, with our daughters. We had a great conversation with our other daughter, Amber, yesterday, and she was asking us some much deeper questions about the Scriptures and the life of faith. We were able to have a fairly deep conversation with her. Our kids are at that point now. The instruction is starting to sink in, and it's becoming equipping for the work of the ministry. That's a beautiful thing, but I got to tell you, there was a point I knew very precious little about the Bible. And I sat down with a Keys for Kids and read Keys for Kids to my kids, or I opened some very simple thing and read a story that I didn't know half of it. It all begins there, and you can do it. And you have a church ministry behind you that will support you in doing it. But there's one other verse. There's one other verse I got to show you, and it's in Deuteronomy chapter 4. It's in Deuteronomy chapter 4. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 7. Moses is late in his life, and he's getting ready to tell this next generation of Egyptian escapees, exiles. They're about to go into the promised land. Their parents had escaped, had exiled out of Egypt. They had wandered in the wilderness, and now this next generation is about to enter the promised land, and he's reiterating the law to them, Deuteronomy, second giving of the law. says in verse 7, "For what great nation is there that has a God so near to it as the Lord our God is to us whenever we call upon Him?" Never forget that. Your God is so near to you whenever you call upon Him. You have a God who is near to you. Verse 8, "What great nation is there that has statutes and rules so righteous as all this law that I set before you today?" Before you turn your nose up at the law and at the rules of the Bible, they're righteous. You need to know that. Verse 9. Here's the verse for us. This is what you've got to see. "Only take care. Be careful. And keep your soul diligently, lest you forget the things that your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life. Make them known to your children and your children's children." We have leaky hearts. That's what this passage says. We have leaky hearts that need to be filled. He's telling them, you've seen some amazing things. When you came out of Egypt, you saw the pillar of fire. You saw the pillar of cloud. You saw water come out of a rock. You saw the Red Sea parted. I mean, you've seen over and over and over and over. You saw some crazy things in your life. But you have a leaky heart. And he said, you've got to be so careful that what you've seen and what you've learned doesn't leak away and you forget it and your soul becomes lean. Because you've got to keep this filled, because you're going to teach it to your children and your grandchildren. Now, if they could see what they saw, if they could see that pillar of fire by night, that pillar of cloud, if they could see the Red Sea pushed back, if they could see all that and still have to be told, "You guard your soul. You watch your soul diligently so that you don't forget these things." What do we need to do? Because I've never seen those things. I've seen the Lord move in my life. I've seen the Lord do some amazing, amazing things in my life. I've seen some beautiful things just bloom right out of this book. Just amazing truth, just things happen in real life, in real time. I've seen this come true. I've seen God, I've prayed to that God who is so near to us whenever we call. I've prayed to Him and seen Him move. But I need to guard my soul diligently, lest they just get pushed aside and that awe and that honor and that beauty and that amazement of our God leaks away. And I don't teach them to my kids and my grandkids. Lest they look at me and see me so-so about the Lord. I'm so-so. Church, so-so. We make it when we can, so-so. Like Malachi says, we dishonor Him. We dishonor Him. He gets what's left of our time and our effort and our energy. He's so-so. He's good. I believe in Him. He's important. He gets what's left. We got leaky hearts, and they need to be refilled and refueled. We've got to remember who He is and what He's done for us. We've got to be in this, acquainting ourselves with our kids. We get to the point of instruction, and God will bring us right along with them. Until we can all equip ourselves by the Word of God. We're equipped for every good work, just like Timothy was. He started out with just a mom and a grandma, and now he's a minister of the gospel. And he's got a couple books in the Bible with his name on it. That's pretty good. Dads, I got to tell you, dads, if your famous phrase is, "My wife will teach the kids all that spiritual, religious stuff," that's called sin.
It's called laziness. The Bible says you're supposed to teach your kids. Word of God. You're supposed to instruct them. So there's an easy roadmap for you. Acquaint, instruct, equip, parents, guard your soul. It'll leak away. And you'll become complacent, dishonoring to God. And your children and your grandchildren are the ones who are not going to benefit, because we are to teach them. You have a great children's ministry. Thanks to Matt and Jonathan and Charla, our toddler coordinator. And man, thanks. You guys are doing a great job. Thank you so much for that, for your presentation, for your heart for our kids. They're acquainting our little ones with the Word of God. And there's a transition. Pray for them. It'll go from acquainting to instructing, and the kids will watch their life. Right now, as you know, some of those kids are able to learn some things, but you know what the greatest thing that's going to be left with them right now is? The hearts of those people right there teaching them. Did they like them? Did they love them? Did they feel the passion? Did they feel the love? Did they feel the realness of what they're teaching them? Or were they, ooh, I don't, they're grisly. They were mean. I didn't like him. Oh, he did. That's what you're going to remember. Till you get into that instructing stage, they're planting seeds. They're acquainting with the living Word of God. It's a beautiful thing. So pray for them. Pray for them. All right? I'm going to close this in a word of prayer. We're going to give you about 10 minutes, and then we will begin our business meeting here. And hope you stay. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the stewardship of these children. The next generations of believers are here with us and down in those rooms. And we are responsible for them. It begins in the home and is supported by us. And so we're thankful. We pray for them now. We pray for our teachers. We pray for Matt and Jonathan and Charlene and all of us here who help and assist and take our turn in the children's ministries. I pray for us, Lord, that we may do right by you. We may do right by your name. Lord, I pray for this Friday night as we open our doors to the community and to teens. Lord, would you bring in those who you want to know us and be a part of our lives. So, Lord, we're looking to you to work and to lead us. I pray for those parents, single parents, parents of spouses that may not be saved, but they want to train their kids up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Lord, I pray for them. Give them strength. Give them direction and wisdom to do that. Lord, we honor you. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Have a great day.